Okay, let's roll into our race-winning team for the 29th annual Scott's Easy Seed 300 NASCAR Nationwide Series race. And the winner of today's race was Kyle Busch. He drives the number 18 Z-Line Designs Toyota. He's joined at the podium by his crew chief, Jason Ratcliffe. Congratulations, gentlemen. This is Kyle's 45th NASCAR Nationwide Series victory. And today he also made history in the series when on lap 265 he led his 10,000th career lap in the NASCAR Nationwide Series, first driver to accomplish that. And he also recorded a perfect driver rating of 150.0. Kyle, it's your fourth straight win in as many races here at Bristol Motor Speedway. Talk about your run out there today.
Well, our run was really good, but it started yesterday with Jason and these guys bringing a really good race car to the racetrack for us. And the Z-Line Designs Camry was nice to drive off the truck, and we made some good changes yesterday, kind of went through some good ideas that helped us and got us in the right direction and making a fast car for the short run and for the long run. So, you know, these guys did good. And, of course, today with throwing a different set of tires on it there on the first pit stop was a bit antsy and a bit hairy on the restart there after that. But you couldn't drive the car near as hard. You had to kind of back the corner up a little bit and drive it a little bit differently. But all things considering, we got that handled and looked like smooth sailing from there, but it was anything but, of course. And, you know, we just had some good pit stops all day and kept ourselves up through traffic and passing some guys when we needed to, and so we didn't get hung up behind them for too long.
Jason Ratcliffe, congratulations to you. Talk about maybe some of the adjustments, particularly having to put on those new right side tires at that competition caution, what that did to the race car.
Well, we had a little bit of info on that tire from last fall. Even though we didn't run, you know, we ran the older car, we didn't run the new Nationwide car. We felt like, you know, I got to give a lot of credit to my engineer, Matt Lucas. Him and I, we saw midnight come and go last night. Just trying to get a feel for what that change was gonna be when we came down to lap 25 and put the other tires on. And it, you know, the first 15 laps, I didn't expect it to do what it did. But after that, it kind of went the direction we thought it would. We had some ideas, had some plans going in if it went that way. And thankfully, you know, it worked out. But as Kyle mentioned, these guys have – I mean, it's been a tremendous season for us, and it just shows the hard work that all the guys – everyone at JGR, not just the 18 bunch, has put a tremendous amount of effort into this new Nationwide car. And it's showing up. And of course, I got to thank Kyle. Nobody gets around this place better than he does. And it was great to be a part of this day.
Take questions now for Jason or Kyle. If you have one, raise your hand. We'll start right here with Tom and then go to Jenna.
Hi, congratulations, guys. Tom Jansen from speed.com. Kyle, I hope this doesn't sound like a silly question, but, you know, in this day and age, everybody's supposed to be racing the same cars and competition's supposed to be close. And for most of the last 3 years, you haven't just been better than everybody else. You've been like a magnitude better than anybody else. What's the difference? Why are you clobbering guys so badly? Is it because your ability to drive? Is it the team? You know, what is it that makes you not better? But
good question. I don't know. I wish there was more opportunities for this on Sunday, really. But I think it's got a lot to do with the guys and Jason and what kind of product they bring to the racetrack. You know, there's a lot to be said about what happens at the shop, and that's a true testament to Joe Gibbs Racing. And I'm familiar with that now with Kyle Busch Motorsports and what we do over there, so I know what these guys go through and what kind of stuff they do on a daily, let alone weekly basis, in order to keep these cars competitive week in and week out. And it's like JD says, you know, if we're not competitive, if we're not winning races, then we're not going to be here very long. So I feel like these guys strive on success and getting to victory lane. And, you know, I give all the credit to them, but, you know, I'd say that it's for some reason the Nationwide cars just suit my style perfectly. I don't know what it is. You know, I've always been really good in the Nationwide cars ever since I started. My first race, I finished second. And, you know, I've had a lot of great success over the years with Hendrick Motorsports and Nemco Motorsports and now Joe Gibbs Racing. So, all in all, it's fun. Let's go. Let's do some more.
Go ahead, Jenna.
Jason, going back, you said nobody gets around here better than Kyle Busch. What? Why does he get around here so well? What is it that he does better than everyone else?
I don't know. He just does, you know. I know that, I mean, I would like to think that we bring a good car here every time we show up. And I would like to think that as the race goes on, like we saw today, that even when we get off a little bit on our adjustments, we're able to rebound. And I think we are. I think that I'm surrounded by a great group of guys, and that's a blessing. And they just add to, you know, I get the credit for it. But behind the scenes, they just do a great job. And I don't know what, you know, what it is. I think it just fits his style. And he adapts, you know, when things change, like you mentioned earlier. The new tire, he had to figure it out again. Had to kind of hit the reset button and learn it all over, and then he's able to communicate that back to us so that we can make the right adjustments. And you know, I think a lot of guys they can't do that. They can be fast, but they can't adapt and communicate the way he does. And you have to do that at a racetrack like this.
Wait, Kenny.
Kenny Bruce with SceneDaily.com. Kyle, we hear a lot of talk. You know, with you winning a race and Mark Martin coming back and getting in a car and winning a race, and there's, you know, this little back and forth. Is it really do you pay attention to that, and is it really a big deal to you to be the series leader in career wins?
No, it's not a big deal to me to be able to do that, but I think it will be once it happens, if it happens. You know, I think, you know, Mark and I, we have a little fun on the side, egging each other on a little bit, you know, and I'm sure he's already sent me a text about it. But, you know, I talked to him before the race in Vegas, and then I sent him a text after the race and congratulated him on his win and said thanks for making it one more, you know. And he said time is evident, you know. It's on my side, not his side. So, you know, it's cool to have that. But I didn't think about it until there in Victory Lane. You know, I was talking about the pioneers of this sport with Sam Ard and Houston and those guys, and then I mentioned Mark Martin's name, and then that reminded me of the win battle that we got going on.
You mentioned Harvick too.
Well, Harvick, I think he's third in wins, and he's a couple of years ago, it was like there wasn't a race that went by without Harvick in the top five or top eight. You know, I mean, it was just like crazy. I think it was 2003, 4, 5, something like that, and maybe even 6. But you know, since I've gotten with Joe Gibbs Racing, it's kind of been, you know, people are probably looking at us like that.
Let's go to the press box for a question. Go ahead.
Wolfgang Monser from Germany Rennsport Press Engine. Question for the crew chief. Can you give me an update with the tire situation? Are you going on now to race this new tire for the remaining season, or you go back to the previous tire?
Did you ask me which one I prefer or which one I'm going to?
I think which one NASCAR.
Originally Goodyear, they're just trying to improve. They're trying to improve what the drivers want from a competitive standpoint. But at the same time, these concrete tracks are very abrasive, and they have to look at the wear and make sure that the tire is durable. So they're trying to hit both of those variables, and you know, with a tire, and it's tough to do. I think a lot of the problem that we had this weekend could have been the cold weather yesterday morning. You know, it's like you put chewing gum in a refrigerator, it won't stick to anything, but you put it in the sun, you can't get it off your shoes, you know. So, wow, I just came up. That's pretty cool. So I don't know. I think that's up to Goodyear. I think they'll go back to the drawing board and continue like they always, you know, always do to try to make things better. Actually, this is the tire that we'll be running at Fontana next week. And it performed well. It rubbered the racetrack up, you know, and nothing crazy. So I think this type of tire, this construction of tire is what we'll see in the future, yeah.
Just additional question. How much input you get Goodyear from teams, from drivers, and from you as a crew chief? How much consult you each other and say, this is a tire we want to have, that's a perfect tire?
The Goodyear asks the drivers a lot about feedback and what we feel and how we feel the tire reacts to the surface. Does it rubber up good enough? Is there too much rubber on the surface? Is the tire what's causing you a loose feeling in through the center, through the exit? And you know, that's all the stuff that we always do. And when we're invited to the Goodyear tire tests, you know, we talk with their engineers, we talk with our engineers, and we go through quite a bit of testing with different compounds, different structures, different durometer rating tires, you know, stiffness. And, you know, so when we do all that, there's data on the car. So there's a lot that Goodyear can go back and look at. Sometimes they put their own data on the car. And, you know, they'll talk to us quite a bit. And then we'll look at the tires and determine, okay, well, was there too much heat in that tire? Was there not enough heat in that tire? Is there too much heat in the rights, not enough in the lefts? You know, it's always a balancing act. And you're trying to get all four tires to work together on the race car. And so it's good when you have a bunch of different cars at the racetrack with you, because then not everybody's car is going to be driving great. So it's good to have a lot of different teams and crew chiefs and ideas and everything thrown at Goodyear, so then they can digest all that. But unfortunately, they didn't do a tire test before they came here. That's probably what caught them in trouble a little bit. But, you know, they had a backup plan, and the backup plan works fine.
Any other questions from the press box?
We're clear.
How about down here? Any other questions for Kyle or Jason?
Everybody's
okay, guys,
loose.
Congratulations
watching
on yet
that.
Another win.
Everybody's
and
loose.
Kyle, good luck tomorrow.
Thank you. Hope so. Appreciate it.